Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
I want to say something before we just dive into the Manny Machado signing, which was a shock, right, Chris? Were you shocked when they heard it?
Not only were we shocked, the Chicago White Sox were shocked.
Yep.
They thought they had, I think they had, what, 7 years and not even $200 million. And they thought they had the best offer out there for Machado. I'll give Machado and his agent some credit because it was really looking like, you know what, it's been a sea change.
Yep.
And that money is not out there anymore. He could have easily jumped at the White Sox offer, somebody else's
low-ball
offer.
And he held strong, right?
And so I give him credit.
I want to just say two things. Don Newcomb passed, a great Dodger, great baseball player. So let's pay our respects to Don Newcomb. He was one of those greats. And if you don't know about Don Newcomb, just Google it. It's good for your information if you're a sports fan to know who he was with the Brooklyn Dodgers. Right? And broke into the league in 1949.
Yep.
The other thing, Chris, in the Manny Machado thing, this is true. So what do you think yours truly does after I find out that Manny Machado signs with the Padres? What do you think I did today other than text
throw confetti in the air?
No. I bought tickets.
Go out for a seller. Really? Tickets to the Padres?
Yes, Chris.
Oh, you mean for when they come to town?
No.
To play the Dodgers. Season tickets?
Nope, I bought tickets down in San Diego. So my best friend Fred is coming at the end of March. So we got a weekend. He's the biggest sports fan going. So we're going to go to the Lakers-Hornets game, right, on a Friday night.
Okay.
Then we're going to the Dodgers game Saturday at 1 o'clock start. Okay. But we didn't have anything set for Saturday.
So for Saturday
night,
you mean?
Saturday, the whole day, like nothing really planned. Okay. So I said, let me check the Padres' schedule. Maybe they're home. They are home playing a 5:40 Pacific game. I get tickets. I'm like, we'll take the train down to San Diego, go to the game, right? If Manny wasn't on the team, Chris, I would not be going to San Diego.
So you're going to the Dodgers game at 1?
No.
And then, okay,
Dodgers
just the Padres.
The Dodgers is Sunday.
Oh, okay.
See what I'm saying? It's a Saturday.
Right. Okay.
But I'm saying that's what happens when you get a star player. I'm not the only one who bought tickets
today.
Well,
you're one person, so we'll see.
No, but they're going to sell more tickets is my point.
No, they will. And look, I've said my piece about the long-term deals, the 10-year deals that are commonplace in baseball. Maybe I'm used to covering the NBA where the largest deals are 5 years. They used to have those long deals. Remember in the NBA, 7 years, you could go even longer than that. Heck, didn't Magic Johnson have a 25-year deal?
Yep, $25 million. Yep, I remember.
Right. So I think that what's better served for the teams, and maybe even it could even work out for the players, is if you have shorter deals, maybe 5 years, 6 years. But if baseball is going to want, like the owners, it looked like they were trying to cut down these long-term contracts. If they're going to do that and go to 5 to 7 year deals, then they have to let the players, in my view, hit arbitration much earlier.
Right.
Like they need to change the system. Aaron, you and I talked about it earlier. Aaron Judge
is one of the biggest stars.
Right. He's one of the top five players in the league. Arguably, he and Bryce Harper are arguably the faces of the league. And he's making $600,000.
That's all he's making. And
he won't be a free agent until what? He's 30?
Yep.
And then they may try to lowball him because he'll be 30.
I agree with you on that. It's one or the other. And what happens is, this is what I was telling you before, because I always believed that somebody was going to come through and pay only from this baseball makes so much TV money in these teams.
Right.
And when you look at it, and here's where people will say, how could the Padres pay that? They're Chris, before they signed Machado, their payroll was $106 million. So if you add 30, that's 136. That's not even a lot. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
And they could even add, if they really wanted to, they could add
another
Bryce
guy.
Harper. If they,
right.
if they wanted to add another $35 million to their payroll.
Yep.
They don't have a $300 million payroll or anything. They had a $100 million payroll. So that's why a team like that can do it. They are now going to be selling tickets that they weren't going to be selling, right? Just a day before, and it changes their whole franchise. They become relevant. People want to see what Machado's doing. People want to see what the Padres. You already mentioned it earlier. They have a great farm system, and if they can bring some of those kids up and add that to the mix – they're not a terrible team, or at least they're not going to be a terrible team for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. And we talked about it before on the show. Baseball needs superstars. Any sport, you need superstars. And the guys that are kind of leading this, you know, the analytics, and we've talked about it before, it's changing the game in so many ways. But that's where this feeling that you can't give these guys these long-term deals, you can't pay them so much money, that's where it comes from.
Like the Oakland
analytics.
A's, right. And the Oakland A's are like the is the model because they didn't spend a lot of money and they won 97 games, Chris, and went to the playoffs, right? So they go,
right.
Well, they don't have any stars. You know where they were in attendance last year? 27, 28. They were down at the bottom. So even though they're winning games and going to the playoffs – people don't show up because they don't like the style of play and they don't have any stars. It's still about stars. That's what moves fans to go to the ballpark to go see. Don't you want to see the best of the best?
No question. And I've said that a long time about the NBA. I think that's one thing they've done very wisely is they've marketed individuals. So virtually every team in the NBA has somebody you want to go see. You know, even if it's a bad team, you want to go see, heck, in New Orleans, Anthony Davis. You know, you wanted to go see DeMarcus Cousins in Sacramento, and, you know, now they got De'Aaron Fox. You know, their names. They put the names out there, and that's what draws people, are the superstars. So I think this is a good – this is a fine move. As you said, San Diego wasn't spending any money anyway. They've got a good farm system. It makes the franchise sexy again. They've been out of – I mean, yep. They've been off the map, off the radar for years now, and this will put – put them back on the map. As you said, it'll put fans in the seats. And, you know, if it doesn't work out in 4 or 5 years, if they haven't started winning games and becoming, you know, a playoff contender, typically you can move these big contracts.
Yep,
we saw it with Robinson Cano. We saw it with A-Rod. So at the end of the day, I think it's a good swing. And let's get the sexy superstar in there. Let's see if he can mesh with some of our younger players. Now, they need to add pitching.
Right.
But I think it was a good move. You got to start somewhere.
They're the talk of baseball today. Am I right? The Padres.
Yep.
They're back in of being back to being relevant. And as a franchise, that's what you have to do. You got to be relevant. And then they can now start to say, okay, well, they're not messing around, and there's some other free agent pitchers or something out there, Chris, where you go, maybe the Padres, maybe they're serious finally.
Yep. So I like it. Let's see what you guys think.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rob, Scottie Pippen is at it again. Put a mic in front of some people and you just never know what you're going to get.
I can't get over like where Scottie Pippen is going every week. I know he's going on a show and I commend him for saying something. Because a lot of former players.
I'd like you to say something.
Because a lot of former players don't say anything, Chris. You know that. They don't.
Yep. Yep. And it's our duty to call them out when they say something crazy. But we do like it, because if they are vanilla, then we'd have nothing to talk about as far as that's concerned. So we'll go back a few years ago. Scottie Pippen said LeBron had passed Jordan. Now he's all in on LeBron will never be Mike. He's
right.
Not even Kobe.
Who, me?
And then this week, a few days ago, he had this to say about his former coach, Phil Jackson.
Zen Master, you know, he coached you to 6 titles. Do you think we'll ever see him coach again, come out and coach?
I would like to say yes.
Now, how would he do with the Lakers' current roster, Pip? Can he win a chip with the Lakers' current roster?
Yes, that's all he do is win.
All right. I know you want to go first. He basically said to TMZ that Phil Jackson would win a championship with this current Laker team.
No way, no how. What is Scottie Pippen talking about? Really? Stop living in the past. He's had an unbelievable career, Phil Jackson. He had Kobe. He had Shaq. He had Michael. He had Pippen. I get it. He's won a lot of championships. That ship sailed. Stop it. He can't win with this team, Chris.
Well, first of all, he would probably try to put him in the archaic triangle offense.
Right, which wouldn't work.
Right. Now, maybe if you spread it out to where you include the three-point shot, yeah, maybe it'd be better. And I'm not going to say Phil Jackson wouldn't make this team better. It would take some time because he'd have to – that's a whole nother thing. Would LeBron play the triangle?
No.
I would have loved to see Phil – get LeBron early in his career.
But
remember, Michael didn't want to. He was resistant to the triangle.
Oh, yeah. At first.
I think it would have helped LeBron. But at this point, LeBron's game, it's going to be hard for him to change it. Not to mention, they just don't have that great of a squad.
No, that's the problem, Chris. Just look at the pieces. They don't really fit. They're not all there. And we've seen this team struggle. We've seen it struggle with LeBron. So I know it's nice to think, oh, yeah, well, you know, he has how many championships? 11?
11.
So he has 11. We're not even counting the one he got in the CBA and the two he won as a player. He's been a
right.
part of 13 championships on that level. And to think that automatically he would win, I just think it's misguided. It's living in the past. And Phil Jackson can't even get around. Remember the last time there was talk about him maybe coaching where he wasn't going to do the road games? You
right,
remember that?
Right. He's just incapable at this point.
He said he can't do
physically.
It. Right.
Physically, he couldn't do it. And one thing that people may not realize, Rob, we do because we cover the league, but Kobe Bryant won 5 championships, every one of them with Phil Jackson. 3 of Shaq's 4 were with Phil Jackson. The other one with Pat Riley. And all 6 of Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen's were with Phil Jackson. That's saying a lot. I mean, people always say, well, he had the great talent. Doug Collins had Jordan and Pippen.
Yep.
You know, Dell Harris had Shaq and Kobe. Rudy T, well, he didn't have Shaq, but he had Kobe.
But I know what you mean. It's not automatic.
Right, right. He was good in those situations. You have to give him the credit for that. But it also shows how much of a difference a great coach, an all-time great coach, makes. You know, Duncan always had Popovich. Like I said, Pat Riley won the other title with Shaq. So they make a difference. But, no, he would not be able to lead this team to a championship. Scotty, we like the outspokenness, but chill.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from managing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Let's move over to the NFL for a spell. And Antonio Brown, of course, is right there at the top of the news. And he met with Pittsburgh Steelers owner Art Rooney today, and it looked like it was a nice meeting. They took a picture, arms around each other, and they both mutually agreed that it is time for Antonio Brown, superstar wide receiver, to move on. He will not play another game as a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Before the meeting, Antonio went on Instagram, and here's what he had to say.
If your team got guaranteed money, they want to get to know me and work with me, tell them call me. If your squad out there want to win and your squad want a hungry wide receiver who the best in the whole world, tell them hit my phone. Tell them I ain't doing no unguarantees. I ain't even going to play myself no more for this NFL, you heard? I think I done everything. What y'all think? What left for me to do? Win the Super Bowl? Hey, it gotta be the right team for that.
Interesting, Rob. I took a few things out of that.
How about unnecessary?
Well, totally unnecessary.
Doesn't he have an agent? What are you doing?
I thought this was before, as I said, the meeting with Art Rooney. And after I saw that post, I was like, the best thing for him, and maybe even the Steelers, is that he remains in Pittsburgh. Because a big part of this, maybe bigger than we know, Rob, we thought a lot of it was his relationship with Ben Roethlisberger not getting respected. But it seems like a lot of it is about money. And I'm not mad at him for wanting money.
No, because obviously, that's what the system is, right? People get paid, absolutely.
It's his job. I'm not mad at him for that. But if I'm another team out there, and I know he's going to be 31 years old, and I know he brings a lot of baggage with him, not just the diva act and blowing off the last game of the season against the Bengals, which was a huge game, you know, the issues with now you got legal issues. So all of that comes with Antonio Brown, and now he wants a long, probably a long-term guaranteed contract. That makes me leery. And that's going to lessen what I give, if I give anything, to the Pittsburgh Steelers for him. So my guess is that a lot of the talk with Art Rooney, I would assume Art Rooney was like, look, we're willing to trade you. We agree with you. It's time to move on and part ways. But we need you to stop. You're not helping your trade value. We're not going to give you away. And they shouldn't just give him away. And so you've got to cool out with these types of posts. And I think he called himself Big Chest and just immature stuff
big
like
chest.
That. Yes, there's some. I don't know if there was a hashtag. Rob G, what was the deal with that? It was a hashtag Big Chest, or he maybe even called himself Big Chest.
No, I think he called himself, right, Rob G? He called himself Big Chest.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Like, that is what's going to make teams leery. Now, if he was 25, okay. I'm willing to put up with some of that. But at 31, when you may be on the decline or may decline in a few years, it's going to be hard for me to give guaranteed money with everything else that you bring. So I don't think this was a good look at all for AB, Rob.
Not at all. I'm with you. I'm all in for AB. Move on. Get a new situation. I know there's some things that people don't like, and we get it, how he's wrapped and how he's wound up and emotional and all that. But I don't hear any bad stuff, really, or I haven't heard much other than Ben, right, Big Ben. But other than that, Chris, I just think at this point he doesn't help himself. There's no reason to do that. You have an agent. Let the agent handle that. Behind closed doors, on the telephone with people. You don't need to do all that. Who are you? You mean NFL owners and GMs are on Twitter and you're trying to make contact with them?
No,
I mean, it doesn't make sense.
And I, look, reading in between the lines, now maybe I'm wrong, But reading in between the lines, he said a few things. One, I'm done. I'm not playing for non-guaranteed money again. I'm done. I don't know what the term he used, but, you know, playing myself, I think. I'm done playing myself
That's
for
what
the
he said.
NFL,
yep.
right? And what else do I need to do? I've done it all. Yeah, win a Super Bowl, but that depends on what team you're on. I kind of read in between the lines, Rob, that he was saying, look, if push comes to shove, I'll walk. Like, I don't need this NFL life anymore. Now, I think he does want to play in the NFL. Don't get me wrong.
He's way too good to walk away.
But did you think some of the things he said you didn't see? And now, again, maybe I'm misreading it. But I thought he says, I'm not playing for non-guaranteed money. I'm not playing myself anymore for this NFL.
But I meant
done everything.
I don't know if it was like, I don't want to play.
No, I think he wants to play, but
I think he
might be willing to walk away if he has to.
The frustration of the way the league is set up, and he's 31 and doesn't have any guaranteed money. Do you know what I mean? I bet it's a scary proposition for guys when they get to that point. And you
no
think,
doubt.
And you think, Chris, everything can end. It could just all end, and nobody signs me or nobody offers me the contract. What did we just see play out in Dallas, right? After
with Dez?
With Dez, after Dez, yep. Bryant got cut, right?
Yep.
What did we just see play out?
Look at
he
Dez.
Went from,
now,
he went from that to having a hard time getting a job, right? He was the main man.
He got hurt.
And when he got a job, he got hurt. And it wasn't even some great contract or anything.
Right.
I mean, it went from one to the other overnight.
You have to be careful. Now, granted, Dez had deteriorated a lot more than
AB. No doubt about it.
But you're right. I mean, Dez was right there where AB was a few years ago.
I bet you Dez never thought that he would be out like that.
Right. No question. That you hit it on the head. Look, that's why, Rob, the more I look at this, the more I say AB is making a mistake. Now, I get it. Nobody wants to be disrespected or ignored or just treated in a condescending manner, whatever he feels like Ben Roethlisberger is doing. I would rather see AB sit down man-to-man with Ben. Because I do think Ben, I think it's clear, Rob, Ben respects AB's game. He knows AB is a great player, and I think Ben wants them to be together. Like, I think he wants to have him as his receiver, but they need to sit down and talk it out. And look, it's one thing if Ben's like, man, look, I've been doing it this way my whole career. We won 2 Super Bowls. Just I'm going to be me. That's one thing. But I don't think Ben would do that. I think if he's challenged, if AB sits down with him man to man, face to face, and says, look, this is what I need from you. I need you to respect me. I need you to stop calling me out in public. I need you to accept some of the blame for some of the negative things that go on with our team. We can be great together, but I need your respect. I think this would be the best thing because the Steelers, look, they know what they have with Antonio. And he knows what he has with them.
Right.
You know, you go somewhere else, man. You don't know how it might work out. Not to mention, they could send you to Buffalo or some no man's land, even if he went to Arizona.
Or go somewhere.
Which is a good, you know, like there's been talk he could go to Arizona. Well, you're dealing with a second-year quarterback who's got a long way to go in Josh Rosen. Or even if they draft Kyler Murray, a rookie who's got a long way to go. You know what I'm saying?
You got to
be careful.
You don't know where you might wind up, and then you're not getting 15 touchdowns in 15 games.
Right.
Not.
Right. So, and then on the Steelers' end, are they going to – what kind of offers are they going to get? I know they won a first. Is anybody giving up a first for AB?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not convinced.
I doubt it.
But he's awful talented, Chris. And if you think that he would make the difference, everybody looked at the Cowboys and thought they were crazy. But Amari Cooper changed that whole season around. Am I right? They were like, they gave up a first-round pick for him. And what happened? They won the division, won a playoff game, right?
No question. And
it worked
he's
out.
Not as good as Antonio.
Didn't they win a playoff game? Why am I thinking all of a sudden?
Yeah, they did.
They won and then they lost to the Rams. Right.
Yep. So yeah, AB, he just gotta stop, you know, he's not doing himself any favors. Let's put it that way. So We'll see how this works out, but I think the best thing is to stay off social media, let your agent handle that. And Rob, I guess it's official he's not playing with the Steelers, but considering who knows what they could get on the trade market, I don't know that I'm not going to write it off 100% that there's no way that they can return him to Pittsburgh.
Really?
I'm not writing it off 100%.
I'm writing
just
it off.
I'm not, if I'm Pittsburgh, I'm not giving him up for a bad deal. Now, no, if they get a good deal, okay. But I'm not just giving him away.
I agree. You don't want to give away a talent like that, but I don't think he could return there. It just
seems like
So do you, it just has to be a first round pick for you? That's the good deal? Does it have to be? You wouldn't take two number twos or a two and a three
I
or something else?
I might take two number twos.
Right?
I might take two number twos. I mean, like you said, it doesn't seem reconcilable. I mean, they've already agreed that he's out of here. He doesn't seem to have any interest in talking to Ben. I'm just one for sitting down man to man. And I respect Antonio. I know he's a man. But if you have that type of problem with Ben Roethlisberger, then I think you should go to him and say it. I really do. And I'm not suggesting he's scared of him or anything like that, but I just don't get why in this situation you can't sit down with the dude and spell out your grievances. Because you said, they've never had a blow-up.
Right.
You know what I mean? What? It's just a feeling.
I don't know, and he's what did you say, 30 or 31?
30. He's 30, 30 now, 30, right.
But I don't know. Like, a lot of people, and does he count as a millennial, Rob G, 31, 30 years old? So he's a millennial. And a lot of the people, they don't do well, Chris. You know this. Like, I even have bosses at some places that won't even confront you or talk to you personally.
No, they send you
an email, Chris. Right? We worked in the era when you used to get called in to your office.
Yeah. Am I right?
They'll send you a mean email or something, or try to rip on you, and not even do it in person. So I don't know if these guys are more apt and so comfortable with it being, not personal.
Right. Nah, that's a good point. Well, text him.
Right.
Text Ben or something.
Right.
People break up with people with a text.
You know what I mean? They don't even have a conversation.
If we had an issue, if you felt or if I felt you just were disrespecting me and all that, and you may not have even known, but I just felt it. Oh, he don't respect me and I'm tired of these slights and blah, blah, blah. Before I just was like, I'm done. I'm out of here. I would sit down and talk with you, especially if we got a good thing going.
Right.
I sit down and be like, look, man, I need you to change this, do that. This is how I'm feeling, whatever. And if you're like, "What? Forget it. I'm not changing. Man up, grow up, whatever. That's one thing. But I at least got to speak my mind. And you know what I mean?
I'm with you.
Before you break up a good thing. And they got a good thing. Even though they didn't make the playoffs this year.
Right.
Ben and AB have a good thing.
And it's going to be bad when you think about losing Le'Veon and now AB.
No question.
I don't know how they could look. Steeler fans, I get it. You love your team and you hope that everything's going to be great. But there's no way you're going to lose that kind of production and think you're going to be the same.
It'll be interesting. They've lost a lot of receivers before, and they've replaced all of them. AB came out of, I won't want to say nowhere, but he worked himself into his position. So that's probably what they think they're going to do. So we'll see.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards.
The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You're tuned in to The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. And Rob, this weekend I'm minding my own business, just looking through my phone.
Right.
Go to Instagram.
You didn't see me on there because I was chilling this weekend.
Thankfully. Usually relax. When I go to Instagram, the first thing I see is some type of picture of Rob Parker. You post
Rob
like every 2 minutes you're posting a photo.
I post too much.
But it wasn't that. It was our own Rob G getting spanked, tattled, slapped, beat down by a woman, and he had a smile on his face. Like he enjoyed it. I was like, what in the world is going on?
God.
So, Rob G, I'm calling you onto the carpet. What in the world was going on?
Well, peer pressure is a hell of a drug, Chris. You know that. That's number one. Number two, the worst part of it is we actually paid to get swatted with the paddle. The promotion at the bar we went to was buy a shot and get a swat. And they didn't tell us that you got swatted three times, actually, for one swat. And I can't sit down right now in the studio. I'm still kind of standing, but we're okay.
Did it hurt?
It did hurt because they didn't even out the distribution of the paddle. It wasn't across both you know, cheeks. It was just one spot repeatedly three times.
Usually when you're in a situation like that, that doesn't happen until after they get the approval on your MasterCard.
Mr. Rob Parker.
Rob Parker.
Hey, let me say this, Chris.
Hey, this used to be a part of my radio show in Detroit. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. We used to have a thing called Ass Slapping Monday.
You don't say.
I'm dead serious, Chris. Right?
So you would get paddled?
No, women would come to the sport, to the bar we were at, right, where we were doing a live broadcast, and they would get on our laps, and we would spank them.
That obviously was like 1958 or something.
No, it ain't happening nowadays, Chris, brother. It was happening in the early 2000s. Deb, that was, I'm not kidding you. And we had a thing on our show called Ass Slapping Monday.
Right.
It was a different time, right, in 2000.
It was. It was the Howard Stern era was in full effect.
Yes.
So, yes, I would think that would be fall off from that type of event.
Don't try that nowadays, Rob.
But you know what? If we had a sponsor for this program, Chris, you might have to do it because it's a part of the deal. You know what I mean?
I don't think they've given out those kind of deals anymore. I got paddled. It reminded me of when I pledged my fraternity.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and it was a lot of paddling. A lot worse than what you took, though, Rob.
I was going to say, Rob Guerra would be the last person I would have suspected to see that picture. But yeah, I'm like you. When I saw that on Instagram, I was like, what in the world is going on here?
Hey, Deb, he looked pretty comfortable, bent over.
Everybody's got a side that we don't see, right?
How'd your wife feel about that, Rob?
Oh, she was pissed, man. She was so embarrassed. Yeah, and then she saw the video. She couldn't stop laughing. So
so you got out of the doghouse quickly.
Yeah, I just wish I would have wore jeans instead of like those thin Nike pants because that was a bad mistake.
That was not good. That was funny, though, when I saw the video, too. I was like, look at this.
I had to replay it. I had to do a double take to make sure I was seeing what I thought I was seeing.
So
Rob G, you know, you never know, Rob, what your colleagues are like away from the office, so to speak.
And you never know, Chris. Ass Slapping Monday could be sponsored by BetYourWings.com, you know?
You keep pushing that, huh? I'm surprised nobody's come down from the upstairs.
HR, right.
Right.
Where's silenced you already.
Your
mom, Lillian's going to come down and be like, what? What are you doing? What are you talking about, Rob?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.